get wired, then you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
This is Wired Tech Podcast. M7K and Speak Your Mind.
Hey, what's up? This is M7 King. Welcome to episode number 7 for Wired Tech, where we're bringing you the latest news and technology and all the nice gadgets that are out there in the world today. Well, basically, I don't have Speak Your Mind with us again. He must be out. I'm not too sure what's going on, but maybe another short episode. Maybe another short episode, just to let you guys know. But I want to start a little bit about Mac. I've been hearing a lot about Blu-ray burners for Macs. They're external. Obviously, they burn Blu-ray discs, so that's pretty cool. It seems to be like these Blu-ray discs. It's glossy. It's like a glossy black or white. Big coincidence there, huh? It's got It was out in July, I guess, but it'll do B, D, R, E, and R single layer discs at 2 times, while the dual layer versions only go at 1 times. Dual layer DVDs will only burn at 1 times. And as for blank DVDs, they'll be done at 4 to 8 times, depending on the settings. So 1 time, wow, that's pretty slow. Whole thing costs $289 for the Blu-ray burner. Maybe a little bit expensive, but I mean, it's got that sleeve style where you just insert the disc, and it's not like an actual drive that comes out. It's got like a little sleek slot for the disc that you just insert in. It's pretty cool. It's made by Amex Digital. It's not bad. I mean, it looks overall pretty good. If I had a Mac and wanted to burn Blu-rays, yeah, I would do this. I would probably buy this. I mean, $289. I mean, I could get me a nice cheap laptop, but I mean, who would buy a laptop for $289 anyway, right? But you know, also, I mentioned last episode about the MacBooks coming with the NVIDIA chips and how they're all faulty and stuff. Well, I guess Apple is really fixing that issue. And so maybe they'll be fixed pretty soon. They should be anyway. But I want to talk about PSP now. PSP just relaunched a new software update. And it can support Flash 9 now. So it can actually support videos on websites like YouTube. It can actually do anything. So if you're ever on MySpace, you can see MySpace videos and MySpace videos and backgrounds, all that stuff. And, you know, Flash 9, you can basically do anything on the internet now. It supports Flash 9. I mean, hey, I thought that was pretty cool. My PSP is broken, but my girlfriend's PSP is still working, so if I can get a fresh memory card, then I might install the update. But that's PSP for you right there. Yeah, they're really turning out some good stuff here. You know, if you like PSP anyways, I would recommend going out and getting this update right now. So, yeah, that's PSP. But, hey, here's something on the iPhone. Yeah, the iPhone, yeah. A lot of word about the iPhone, but this isn't just the iPhone. This is actually 3 different phones, including the iPhone. It's the I guess they're comparing mobile browsers. It's the Arcos 5 versus iPhone versus, well, it's the iPhone 3G, obviously, versus Nokia N810. I'm guessing that they're all comparing their website browsers. So it seems like the Arcos 5 blows out both the iPhone and the N810. Wow, it's saying that you know, there's a lot of good stuff on this Arcos 5. I mean, it loaded Engadget 18 times faster than the N10, and basically the results were the same for the iPhone 3G. It's got the Opera powered browser, wow, or even the best mobile usable. That's pretty cool. It's and as we all know, iPhone 3G has Safari. So the Arcos 5, nice internet on that. Really nice. That's pretty cool. I mean, but hey, iPhone and iPod Touch basically have the same internet browser and all that stuff. I think my browser is fine. You know, it's not bad. It gets me to what I gotta get. You know, so I don't really have too much complaints about this. But if my browser had what the Arcos 5 had, man, is that nice? That is nice. Just way, you know. Yeah, a lot of people may say that iPhone 3G is the best. Well, if you really know, if you really get into the iPhone, it's not the best. It's a lot of problems. And so, like I was saying, I just got interrupted here. The iPhone 3G, it gets into where I gotta go. That's basically all I want to say about that. But getting off the terms of phones and everything else like that, here's some nice bit of technology that people should have everywhere. It's the Vera Home Automated System. Really nice. It's because you know everyone's talking about the global warming and energy issues. This is about as energy efficient as possible. It's a Z-Wave. It has 802.11 hub with an exceptionally robust web interface for monitoring any energy issues of devices in your home, and as well as turning them off. You can set up timers, events, operating locks, and security cameras with all this little, looks like a little router, a little Wi-Fi router. It's really cool. You can basically hide this anywhere. It runs a stripped-down version of Linux. Operates less power than desktop-based solutions, and claims to make it one of the few systems to save more power than they use. Retail price of the will be competitive with $299 and a secure remote access gateway for $8 a month. Man, it's real. It's, you know, it's got a, I'm guessing a pre-sale price of $149 a year for the free remote access service. And that will be available October 31st. Ooh, Halloween. It's really nice, you know. I guess you can see it everywhere November 15th. So that's when it'd be fully released out everywhere. It's actually pretty nice looking itself. It's white. It says Vera on it because that's the company name, Vera. And this thing controls your lights, your locks, your cameras, your heat, your electric, TVs, all that. It's all based on one home network Wi-Fi router. Not bad at all. Really not bad at all. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Nintendo Wii. They got something here. It's called a Popstar Guitar Slip-On Fret Sheath. It's it looks just like the Guitar Hero buttons. It's, I guess it's a little slip-on holster sheath type thing. It's got the green, red, yellow, and blue buttons. And I guess it's for games such as Popstar Guitar for Wii. it's basically Guitar Hero for your Wii. It's a sheath accessory that slips onto your Wiimote, giving you 4 buttons to manipulate while you strum with the nunchuck. That's cool. Man, this would be hours of fun. I can see this being really popular. Awesome. This is really cool. There's not really much on this subject. It's basically self-explanatory. It's Guitar Hero for Wii. I mean, that's pretty cool. You strum with the nunchuck and you got the buttons. So, I mean, hey, to let the imagination run wild here. HP is really, you know, starting to look good here. HP, they got the Elite Book 6930P. It gets reviewed and liked. The ridiculously long-lasting Elite Book 6930P just got done with a fresh round of torture testing from the savages over at PC Mac. And while the review didn't quite have the optimal processor for pulling an all-nighter, even with the AC outlet, critics did find the unit to be fairly impressive. Excuse me. But as for battery life and even overall performance, this thing won't really last it too much. But overall, it's a really nice PC. Now, there is no specs on this, but you know, it's an elite laptop. It's really nice. There's not really much word about this. It's light. It's really thin. It's obviously not a net top, but the HP, from the looks of it, looks really nice. You know, not bad at all. Not bad at all for HP. I'm thinking about getting an HP laptop myself sometime in the near future, but we'll have to see about that. So here's I mentioned earlier on in the show the Sony PS, the PS3 and PSP, the 2.5 upgrades. Also supports DivX and VOD support and has AV tweaks. I mean, this is pretty cool. Also, another thing I didn't mention about that is that you can have the it's a PlayStation Store right onto your PS3 or your PSP. So you can actually buy stuff via the internet and the Wi-Fi connection and stuff. That's pretty cool. They got the DivX encoded video and the sequential playback at 50Hz video optimal settings, and has support for chroma upsampling and mosquito noise reduction video enhancement. Okay, well, that's nice. This is mainly talking about the PS3 here, obviously, because they've got the Blu-ray player and all that. Like I said, PSP, I don't really mess around with it too much. I got my iPod Touch, and I'm loving that as it is. It's not bad at all. It's iPod Touch, you know, nice device. That's basically all I gotta say. I want to talk a little bit about the Windows Vista Server 2008. Yeah, so the Windows Vista 2008 could get their Service Pack 2s before Windows 7 gets them out. So basically what's going on here is Windows 7, they intend to deliver both Vista Service Pack 2 and Server 2008 with Service Pack 2 before it launches Windows 7. So everybody can expect to see one of these releasing before Windows 7 releases. And Windows 7, I've talked about Windows 7 before. Check my old episodes. You know where to find those. If you have any questions, I've also mentioned my email address is m7king716@gmail.com. Here's one thing on Dell. Another thing on Dell that I really thought was really cool. Surfing around and picked this I picked this article up here. It's Dell Vostro 220, 220S, and 420 desktops. Dell Vostro may not be everyone's cup of tea because it's big. It's really, really tall. They got the new Vostro 220, 220S, and the 420 models. They start at only $319. For the most, the most configuration options. if you want everything tweaked out up at the top ranks, it's going to be $2,000. So not too bad. Most of them were the reserved full size 420 models, which includes 7 PCI and PCIe expansion slots and an eSATA connector to expand your external storage settings. 7 PCIe expansion slots. That's 7 graphics cards. Holy crap. And all 3 models can be configured with optional Blu-ray drives and a whole host of processors ranging from a low Celeron or Pentium dual core to a top end Core 2 Duo, even a Core 2 Quad on the 420. Wow. There's a website where you can also configure your own, and may put that on show notes. But wow. Here we are talking a little bit more about PCs and stuff like that. This is called the Cherry Pal. It's called a cloud PC. It's 8 gigabytes with a removable SSD expansion. This thing is really small. This don't even look like a computer. It's got a VGA slot or VGA port, power AC, Ethernet, and 2 USBs. That's it. That's all it has. It's about $249, and it's being delayed again. I'm not sure. Cherry Pal is now let out the word that it's $249, yes, and being delayed. But everyone thinking it's November 4th. It's called the Cherry Pal. Not too much about this thing. It's desktop computer. Like I said, it's got the VGA port, AC power, Ethernet, and 2 USBs. That's it. It's a little square with 2 cherries on top of it. I wouldn't buy that for the life of me. No way. But, I don't know. I'm just looking at that, and it's, for one, too small. It don't look like it has any power in it, and it doesn't give any word about specs, anything like that, so I don't really know. but here's a little bit on video and webcams. Anybody who's looking for a really sweet looking webcam that has, like, it's basically a 3D webcam. It's got the effects and it shows everything in 3D. Really crazy. I mean, I would really love to test one of these things. It's the Minoru 3D webcam. The thing itself, it's got 2 lenses. It's red. It's got 2 arms that come out and hook up to the back of your display. You can shoot 3D video and upload it to YouTube. And it also has a 2D mode. It's really nice. I guess you need the good old school red and blue 3D glasses for these. I would like to see a 3D video on YouTube. I'll tell you that. They probably got them out there. It should be hitting shelves in December at $100. This is pretty cool. But I wouldn't use this for normal webcam use, as I use my Logitech. My Logitech Quick Cam, I forget what it is now. Oh, the Ultra Fusion SE, the Quick Cam Pro Ultra Fusion SE. So it's You know, it's not, my camera's obviously not bad. I mean, it shoots HD, nice, sleek, crisp video. But as a 3D webcam, I'm not sure. But that's going to wrap up episode 7. I understand it's only about 20 minutes long. If this may cause any inconvenience, you can email me, and maybe you can join me in tech discussions and tech news, and, you know, just let me know how things, if anything should be changed, or if you want anything added. And as always, thanks always for listening.
My computer won't sync to my hardware. I need help.